Bartleby, quick! I am waiting. I hear a slow scrape of his chair legs on the uncarpeted floor, and soon he appeared standing at the entrance of his hermitage. What is wanted? Said he mildly. The copies, the copies, I said hurriedly. We are going to examine them. There. And I held toward him the fourth quadruplicate. I would prefer not to, he said, and gently disappeared behind the screen. For a few moments I was turned into a pillar of salt, standing at the head of my seated column of clerks. Recovering myself, I advanced towards the screen and demanded the reason for such extraordinary conduct. Why do you refuse? I would prefer not to. With any other man I should have flown outright into a dreadful passion, scorned all further words, and thrust him ignominiously from my presences. But there was something about Bartleby that not only strangely disarmed me, but in a wonderful manner touched and disconcerted me.